Hi, this is a dictation from Kiran Kidwai, K-I-R-N-Q-I-D-W-A-I. Kiran Kidwai is a patient. The date of service is 1-8-2022. Date of birth is 10-25-1978. And date of service 10-10-2022. Date of accident 1-8-2022. Patient name again is Kiran Kidwai, K-I-R-N-Q-I-W-A-I. Kiran Kidwai is a patient who is involved in an automobile accident originally on 1-8-2022, allegedly with the initial complaints of headaches and pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, around 7 or 8, with radiation to the right leg all the way to the ankle and symptoms of dizziness and vertigo. She lost the control of her car on a freezing rain, and she hit into the median, and the car then turned around and hit, crossed all the three lanes and hit the other side. As a result of this loss of control, patient started having symptoms of neck whiplash and head injury with the hitting the right hip into the console, and bruises from the seat belt in the chest, and most of the right side pain started. Currently, the patient reports her headaches have improved. They are only 4 or 5 to the frontal region. Dizziness has also improved significantly. And pain level varies from 4 to 7. 40% improvement has been obtained with the physical therapy that patient has been undergoing and ibuprofen that she takes at home. ADLs are not gravely affected except sleep, which is 7. Rest of the ADLs are less than 5. On a system review, patient informs that the headaches are very minuscule and very rare now. They're not present only once a week maybe. But there is no dizziness, vertigo anymore, and the vision disturbance, double vision, are not present. No fainting, spell, blackouts, or any seizures. There is no confusion, disorientation, and there is no lack of concentration. And there is some anxiety, but no depression or panic or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has currently major pain in the lower back and mid back, upper back and neck pain, and the shoulders. Both shoulders still have the pain ongoing. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the pain. Incontinence of the bowel, sorry, and stomach pain or blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient report that the pain level has improved 40% and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma are reported. Current pain medication is ibuprofen. Substance abuse, none is reported. In the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 128/68, pulse is 71, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is a copy and paste from the previous visit, which is dictated on 9/14/2022, dictation number 0918 from 0918-047. Patient report that there is also 50-60% improvement in the shoulder pain with the physical therapy. And diagnosis are also the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient report that she is improving significantly with the physical therapy, and she has not done any MRIs that were ordered before, including the cervical spine and lumbar spine MRIs, or even the brain MRI. She feels that she can get better with just a conservative treatment. And at this time, patient is awarded the physical therapy 3 times per week to continue. She's also able to work on a light duty. She's a manager of a therapy clinic, and she's continuing 7 hours, 7 days with the 7-pound lifting limit. Housework replacement service has been checked for her. Other than that, MS were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance. No medications have been provided as per patient request. She also doesn't want to do any neuropsych treatment or therapy evaluation. Thank you.